Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, customer absorption, your new software engineering bottleneck. Five things to know. One, customer absorption is now our critical bottleneck, not engineering capacity. Two, customer absorption means clients truly use product changes, not just receive them. Three, unused features waste money and hurt customer experience. Four, we need to release features based on individual customer readiness. Five, reinvest engineering capacity into fewer, more impactful features. Now that people
make it stop. That was the feedback, word for word, from your biggest customer, the one whose logo is on your investor deck. You shipped everything they asked for, every feature request from the last four quarterly business reviews, the integration, the reporting module, the workflow automation they said was blocking their renewal, all of it in one quarter. Your vice president of engineering presented the deployment numbers at the board meeting, and the board applauded, and your biggest customer got on a call with your head of customer success and said, make it stop. We cannot keep up every week. Something is different. My team does not know what the product does anymore. You finally built fast enough to terrify your customers, right? Here's the thing, the bottleneck moved. The engineering constraint is gone. With agentic tooling and proper guardrails, a modern team can ship a production quality feature every day. I have seen teams do it. Two engineers outproducing 10, not cutting corners, shipping at a cadence that would have been absurd 3 years ago. Goldratt told you 50 years ago in The Goal, when you eliminate one constraint, another one emerges. Most executives celebrated removing the engineering bottleneck without asking what replaced it. What replaced it is customer absorption. That is the rate at which your customers can receive, understand, integrate, and benefit from the changes you ship. Consider what the gap looks like in practice. Take a business-to-business software as a service company. 38 major features shipped in the fourth quarter. Customers adopted 9 net promoter scores, dropped 11 points. The other 29 features sat in production, generating 0 customer value. In healthcare, there were 7 clinical workflow updates in one quarter. Nurses in 3 departments reverted to paper by week 8. Patient safety incidents ticked up. It was not from bugs, but from staff using half-learned features during shift handoffs. In manufacturing, new analytics dashboards were delivered every 2 weeks by month 4. Supervisors were ignoring all of them, including the ones they asked for. The $1.4 million investment was technically live and functionally dead. Look at financial services. 12 compliance features in 6 months. The risk team incorporated 4 into their control framework. 8 were live in production, but missing from the bank's compliance documentation and audit trail. That is, attack surface nobody knew existed. It is the same pattern everywhere. Engineering output increased, customer absorption did not. The gap widened until it showed up as net promoter score drops, support spikes, safety incidents, compliance gaps, or churn. Let us look at the economics. Your engineering organization costs $4 million a year. You ship 40 features per quarter. Your customers absorb 10. That is $3 million a year in engineering output that shipped to production and died there. It shows up as flat expansion revenue. Customers cannot buy the upsell if they have not adopted the features that justify it. It shows up as rising support costs. How do I tickets climb 20 to 40% when you ship faster than customers can learn? It shows up as churn. It just kept changing and we could not keep up. And it shows up as security exposure. Every unabsorbed feature is an unaudited capability live in production. This leads to training debt. Every feature your customer does not absorb creates a gap between what your product can do and what they know it can do. That gap compounds. Feature 12 builds on feature 8, which builds on feature 5. If they never absorb feature 5, the rest is not just unused, it is confusing. 6 months of aggressive shipping and your customer is using your product like it is 2024. Not because they are behind it, is because you raced ahead without checking whether they were following. A customer who missed one feature needs a 5-minute walkthrough. A customer who missed 12 is evaluating whether to retrain or switch vendors. And your own people accumulate training debt too. Your sales team cannot pitch features they do not understand. Your support team cannot troubleshoot capabilities they have never used. The gap shows up internally before it shows up externally. So what do you do about it? Do not slow down engineering. That would be absurd. Solve the receiving side, measure absorption, not just deployment. Look at time to first meaningful use. Adoption depth. Not just clicking the button, but completing the workflow. Measure usage at day 7, day 30, and day 90. These belong in your weekly product review with the same weight as cycle time. Decouple shipping from releasing. Your engineering team ships every day behind flags. The release cadence, which is when features are surfaced and enabled for customers, is a separate product decision gated to what each customer segment can absorb, gate releases to absorption capacity. Build a customer readiness score from adoption telemetry, support ticket patterns, and time since last release absorbed. Customers still digesting the last release, get the next one when they are ready. This is not slowing down. This is routing. The solution is to use the extra capacity for quality, not volume. If your customers absorb 6 features per quarter and your team can build 40, you have 34 features of capacity that will not land. Shipping those 34 is waste. Use it to make the 6 you do ship perfect. The minimum viable product was a budget constraint dressed up as a methodology. When a feature took 3 sprints, you could not afford to polish before you validated. That constraint is gone. The minimum viable product of 2019 can be built by an agent in an hour. You now have the capacity to ship something complete. Real test coverage, not the 60% number that passes the continuous integration gate, performance that earns trust, 200 milliseconds, not 2 seconds. Documentation that exists. Migrations that do not punish your customers. Edge cases handled instead of filed as version 2. Volume is cheap. Quality is the competitive advantage. The organization that ships 6 features per quarter, where each one is polished, tested, and ready to absorb on contact, will outperform the one shipping 40 features of half-finished slop. Your next product review should include one question it has probably never included before of the features we shipped last quarter. How many did our customers actually absorb? If the answer is less than half, you do not have a velocity advantage. You have a warehousing operation. The engineering bottleneck is solved. Now, go solve the one that matters. These are real experiences from operators building with AI in the software development lifecycle, including what worked, what failed, and what changed. Please feel free to use this. Just attribute it to agentdrivendevelopment.com. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.